How's it going, everybody? I'm Trey Gonzalez from All Sports Best, and I am here with Lieutenant Antiveros and Engineer Venatter of the Carlsbad Fire Combat Challenge Team. They are world champions, and so I wanted to have them on the show today to tell us a little bit about what they do. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good, thank you. Very good.
So can you tell me a little bit about what it takes to train for this and how you guys kind of form this team?
Well, we formed it a few years back. We kind of just all got together and knew that, you know, the department has really good athletes. We figured we could be real competitive at it, want to try it out. The first year we did it, you know, obviously we had a lot to learn. We went to World Finals and, you know, qualified and made it. Learned a lot. We didn't do good at all our first year. Started training a lot in the off season. Came back the next year and turned out we were going to be pretty competitive. And everybody kind of, you know, stuck to it and kind of drew off each other, training and everything. And just figured we wanted to, you know, be able to bring something back for the city and bring something back for the department and, you know, try to do some winning and bring it all back home. And several years later, and here we are.
So what kind of tweaks did you guys make from that first initial competition to, I mean, I guess where you are now, there's obviously a big difference, but what tweaks did you make from year to year?
I guess the main thing would be the stopwatch doesn't lie. The first year, everybody was doing what they wanted to do, the spot they wanted to do. After getting back from that World Finals, the very first one, we put the stopwatch to everybody on each particular section, and it turns out we were all in the wrong spots. So after we figured that out, we just kept perfecting, you know, each section. And then from then on, I mean, we were shaving time left and right.
So what events do you guys participate in? I know you said that you guys do a team event. That's how you won the world championship, right?
Yeah, that's actually the relay. When all five guys are out, that's the relay. And then whenever you split the course in half, that's a tandem. We also do that. Myself and Casey Collins, we actually place in the top five in the world whenever we went. And then we also do a team, which is all five of us run it individually. And then they take the top three times, which was usually myself, Todd, and Casey. And they put those times together, and then they rank you off of that.
Awesome. So where have you guys traveled to go and compete? And what steps do you guys take as you go?
We go really all over the United States. We've been as far as East Coast, going to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Daytona Beach, Florida, Ontario. All the way to Ontario, California. Reno, Nevada. Texas usually has a few events we can hit there. And Iowa, Indiana. So, I mean, we kind of travel all over and do it.
Okay, so what are the levels that you go? Like, you start out at the local level, right? And then you go from there, or how does it work?
No, it's mainly your time is what's going to qualify you to get into, like, the big shows, you know, like to World Finals and stuff like that. So it's not necessarily, you know, winning competitions and stuff like that. It's just your time is going to qualify you now. Whenever you're winning all those events and stuff like that, your regional events during the season, that's how you win a Grand National Championship. It's all off a point system. So in order to be like a Grand National Champion, which is what we won also, is you have to go to these events and you have to win them, because you get points for being in first place, points for being in second, points for being in third. So you've got to hit numerous events, and then you got to win them. And what we do is we kind of keep an eye out, you know, as far as the other teams and what they're going to and how they're placing and everything, and then we just kind of try to stay ahead of the game.
So can you tell me, I know that I'm not trying to take anything away from the rest of the department, but how much more do you guys train than maybe the average firefighter? I mean, not average, but, you know, somebody that's not competing.
I think maybe it's not more, but it's more in depth as far as the combat challenge goes.
Okay, cool. So can you tell us, like, maybe a breakdown of what the course is like and kind of what you go through to compete?
Sure. The first stage of it is the six-story tower. So you start at the bottom. You'll carry a 42-pound hose pack all the way up to the top. You'll drop it in a box that's up on top, and then you'll reach over, and there's a 5/8 rope. On the end of that is a 42-pound high-rise pack or donut pack. And so you'll hoist that, the 41 feet, pull it over, put it in the same box, and then head down the stairs, touching every step. You have to touch everyone on the way down. You can skip on the way up. And when you get to the bottom of the tower, you're going to jump on the Kaiser Forcible Entry Machine, which is a 160-pound I-beam that you have to move 5 feet with a 9-pound hammer. So once you complete that, you jump off and you run through a kind of delineator stage. It's 140 feet, weaving in and out, and you'll grab a 240-pound inch-and-three-quarter charge hose, drag it 75 feet, spray the target, knock it down. If you don't, that's a 10-second penalty. So after you drop that, you move over to the 185-pound Rescue Randy mannequin, pick him up, drag him back 106 feet, and that would be the finish line.
Awesome. That seems like quite the course.
Everything's heavy. So, I mean, once you get to the top of the tower with that 42-pound high-rise pack, you're pretty much done. Your body's talking you out of it. You know, you're wanting to quit. I mean, that's kind of a stopping point in your mind.
Right.
You've got a whole other element to deal with. Your gear, I mean, it's bulky. You're like a marshmallow. So, I mean, as far as your mobility and stuff like that, that's out the window. So you can't move around real good. I mean, only as good as your gear is really going to allow you to. And dealing with the weight of your pack and everything, and also that being on you. So, there's a few things you've got to overcome and obviously train with it. That way you know how your body can operate and get used to it as far as moving around. But, I mean, that's part of the job, so.
Absolutely.
Plus, on the relay, I mean, you're not running on air. You don't have the mask on. So, when you run individual, you're doing everything by yourself, plus you're on the air pack. So, I mean, it kind of restricts your breathing. It's a whole different element, too. The vision's different. The breathing's different.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy, right?
No.
And I wanted to ask you guys, because I know that you guys were on ESPN. Everybody wants to be on ESPN, right? So what was it like to be on ESPN, and what did you guys get to do? Interviews or anything like that, special profiles?
The first year we were on, it was CBS Sports, I believe. We never got interviewed or anything, but we were on TV as a few of our runs went. We made it down to the Elite Eight and the bracket at World Finals, and that's what got us on TV on there. And then the last competition in Alabama, and the last one, I guess, we were on ESPN. I didn't really get to see much of that one. The one on CBS I did a few years back, but I didn't get to see exactly what was on that one. The only thing that I've seen on that is the drone footage and stuff like that they actually recorded there.
Did you ever ask anybody, or did anybody ever come up to you and say, hey, I saw you on TV, you're on ESPN for your challenge?
No, I guess what the challenge does, they do a live feed throughout the week. So you can just get on their website and they can watch the live feed all week long. And I've yet to see it on ESPN, the actual, I guess, taping of it. But I have seen the when they recorded it and on the live feed, which I'm guessing is the same thing. So, I mean, you can watch that on YouTube if you look it up on YouTube. It's on there. All the drone footage is on there.
What did they call it on ESPN? They called your challenge something specific, I think you said earlier.
Yeah,
right?
It's called the toughest 2 minutes in sports. I guess 20 years ago when it was made, they had some athletes come out and try it out, and they were just blown away about how tough it was.
Right. I can completely imagine that, actually. What did you guys win in terms of, like, maybe a trophy for winning world champions, for being world champions?
Yeah, we got a trophy actually sitting down at City Hall as soon as you walk in the main doors. It's a traveling trophy. It's pretty big. So you can go check that out down there at City Hall. It's got places for like your team name and stuff like that to go on there and what year you won. So obviously it's a traveling trophy. So next year whenever we go defend the title, we'll take it back with us. But it's pretty cool because hopefully bring it back again, get to do a repeat, but it's pretty cool getting to have that here. We got a Lion Apparel, gave us helmets. They're leather helmets. It's kind of old school tradition, fire department helmet. Department don't buy you leather helmets because they're so expensive. They're right. About $800 a piece. They gave us all custom made leather helmets. And we got championship rings that we're sized for. We haven't received those yet, but they should be coming in anytime. And plaques, we always get plaques for the events we win and stuff. So we got, a few different ones because we broke the world record. So we got a plaque for that. And then obviously a plaque for the world championship and the national championship.
Do you guys have like a trophy case for things like this? And then, I mean, I know you guys are anticipating winning again, I'm hoping. And so you guys probably have some space left over for future trophies?
Well, actually, we've got a wall that's specifically for our plaques. However, over the last few seasons, we've accumulated a lot of them, and so our wall is pretty much filled, and we don't have no more room to put them. So we've got to clear off another wall, maybe in Station 1, to put them all up. Just with Station 1 being the main station, that's kind of where all the cool stuff goes. But I don't know. We'll see what we're going to do with them.
Well, all this competition has gotten you guys national recognition, and being world champions is nothing to mess with, obviously. What is a day in the life of a firefighter here in Carlsbad like, and what, how does it compare to how you guys train for everything else? Like, does the training make you guys that much better?
Well, an average day, I mean, you show up for your 48 hours. I mean, you come in, you check your trucks, make sure everything's up to par. You clean your station, you know, whatever training they've got on the agenda, you deal with that, knock that out. So you're on call for 48 hours. You know, whatever comes out in those 48 hours, you pretty much have to prepare yourself to be able to deal with it. You know, whatever it may be, whether it's a person dying or a house on fire, you know, you got to be able to deal with it. As far as the training that we do, I believe it helps us out a bunch because I personally work with Todd. And, I mean, if we go out on a house fire and I know it's going to be tough, I know that he's able to handle that. You know, anything you put in front of him, I believe he can handle it physically. You know what I mean? He's trained for it. I've seen him train. I know his limits. He knows my limits. I think it just makes her a stronger crew. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I'm a big fan of Chicago Fire. I told you guys this earlier. How realistic is that show in comparison to what you guys see every day?
Geronimo doesn't really watch it very often. I've seen a few episodes. It's somewhat similar, I guess, as far as, you know, acting goes towards it, of course. I don't know, as far as in encountering those types of situations, I mean, very realistic, you know. I mean, it's stuff, you know, that we run across, you know, on a daily basis. I mean, you know, you never know what's going to come out, you know. I mean, you can go through your 48 hours and not have much, or, you know, you can go through your 48 hours and just be, you know, chaotic as, you know, anything, so.
Right. The good thing about this job is, you know, no two shifts are ever going to be the same. You know, you may show up and you may do hardly anything one shift. Next shift, you know, you may never be here for 2 hours the entire tour.
Right. And when you guys are here, you guys are sports fans, right? Do you guys watch sports quite often?
No, absolutely.
Okay, so my question for you as we move forward towards, like, the sporting part of this segment, who do you guys have for the Super Bowl winning it, and who are you rooting for?
The Falcons.
Yeah, we're both pulling for Atlanta.
Okay, so you're pulling for Atlanta, but if you had to put your life savings on it, who's winning?
Atlanta.
Really? Atlanta it is. Okay. Do you guys have any shout-outs that you guys want to give before we finish up the segment?
Absolutely. Chris Davis of Big Rig Tool Company. I mean, he's our main sponsor. He helps us out so much. Chris Armandotta is up at CMC, Carlsbad Medical Center. They're always there to help us. Our local union, IFF 1687, those are our brothers. You know, they pitch out a lot of money every year for us. They cover our shifts, you know, while we're working out, while we're gone. It's a big support crew. I mean, all of our families, you know, my wife, my kids, you know, every one of these guys, you know, their wives and their kids, you know, they put up with a lot for us. I mean, the days gone without us, you know, afternoons, weekends while we're out. I mean, it's just a big support group that we really appreciate.
Yeah, a lot of times we leave work, go travel to go compete, and by the time we get back home, it's time to go back to work again. So, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of during the season, I mean, we're gone, you know, quite a bit.
Right.
And as far as the community in general, like, the support we get from the community is awesome. We hold fundraisers and stuff like that. I mean, we do a golf tournament to help us out, sell T-shirts and stuff, and we get so much support from the community. So, I mean, we couldn't do it, you know, without that big of a support group behind us, we wouldn't be able to do it.
And actually, we're working on the second annual Guns and Hoses flag football game with the police again. So it should be probably next month coming up. We beat them last year, so I'm sure we'll beat them again.
Well, I want to thank you guys for being on the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I wish you guys the best of luck next year, this upcoming year.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.